Dude, that's cool, man. How did it come about, or like, how'd you get involved with it? Because you're the head guy, right? The head honcho there, the strength coach.
So I'm the head strength coach, yeah. And then the owner Kyle, he actually came up with the name. It's his gym, and I don't really know the whole story behind it. I know that his brother, like, wrote him a poem, like, to motivate him or something, and it had to do with a hunter. And being hungry and wild or something like that. And that's where the name came from. And so
that's deep, man.
You know, it's stuck. Yeah, man. It's, wow. I wish I knew a poem by heart. He's told it to me a couple of times. But, yeah. I mean, yeah.
I don't know.
It definitely is deep and it has some meaning for sure.
Yeah. I don't know anybody who knows poems anymore. I haven't talked to anybody who's like, oh, that reminds me of a poem.
Yeah. No, man. I've never really known any. And then he's like, plus, I was like, man, whenever he hired me, I was like, where'd the name come from? And he gave me the story. And
yeah,
I was like, man, that's pretty deep. And plus, there's no gyms that really have a name like this. So
yeah. What's it based around? Is it more like, is it like a powerlifting specific gym, or is it kind of just for anybody?
Yeah, so it's primarily an Olympic weightlifting gym.
Dope.
But we also have a strength and conditioning that, you know, people can do.
Awesome, man.
Along with it, but yeah, primarily Olympic weightlifting.
But you're pretty big right now, because aren't you a CrossFit athlete, right? Or you've done some stuff at the CrossFit Games.
I've done some CrossFit. I'm okay. Primarily Olympic weightlifting.
I gotcha.
That's kind of what I'm doing right now. I've dabbled a little bit in the CrossFit world, but I always end up going back to just lifting weights. Cardio starts getting a little bit old.
But you don't like kipping pull-ups, fit like a gazillion kipping pull-ups? That doesn't suit you?
I'm not a fan. I'd rather just grab a barbell and just go.
Yeah, oh, for sure, man. I was interviewing somebody else a while ago, and I never knew the distinction between like Olympic weightlifting and powerlifting, and I felt like such a dumbass, because the two of them are – like completely different. And in my mind, I was like, when she said Olympic weightlifting, I automatically went to like, oh, so you do curls at the Olympics. Like that's where my mind went. And and she explained it to me. So it's just different compound lifts, right? It's like it's okay. That's all. And which ones are they? Cause I don't remember.
So there's two in competition. There's two lifts.
Okay.
It's the snatch first, and then the clean and jerk, and then they total your best lift out of both of those, and then, you know, that's where they decide who gets first and stuff, man, like bro. That. But yeah, so basically, you train your ass off to get better at two lifts.
Well, the snatch is freaking difficult as hell. Like I can't snatch worth a damn, right? I can't snatch, and I can't clean and jerk worth a damn. So it's to me, a snatch is so intense, like it's such a hard thing to do. I know you gotta like shrug it up and then, you know, you toss it over and everything, but like you gotta have a lot of pieces and parts working together to do
it properly.
It's
super
serious.
Super technical movement, but I mean pretty much anybody can learn it, although it is technical. I mean, we have a 72-year-old woman who's definitely wanted to get into Olympic weightlifting, and I mean, she's been coming to our gym for like a year now, doing our strength and conditioning stuff. But I mean, you could even teach, you know, older people. There's no age, really. I mean, we got young kids doing it, so it is technical, but I mean, anybody can really do it.
Holy cow, man! Well, I like that. That's something I didn't understand about like deadlifts, because I knew deadlifts are very transferable. Like anybody could really do a deadlift, you know, you just scale it properly. Yeah. But yeah, I, you know, come to find out, anybody could really do it if they just had the proper proper mechanical advantages for themselves, you know.
Yeah, as long as you got a good coach who's not gonna push you too hard,
just,
and they're gonna actually
slap
teach you
on some 45s and let's get going.
Yeah, for sure.
Dude,
that's exactly
awesome.
What we don't want. But yeah, man, as long as the coach is responsible, I mean, you can teach anybody.
Bro, that's what's up. What's your Like, what's your max right now? What have you been hitting on the snatch?
Man, so we've been hitting pretty hard. I hit last no 2 weeks ago. Was it last week? It's either last week, 2 weeks ago. I PR'd my snatch. I hit 275, so 125 kilos.
That's dope. Wow, man. That's yeah, man. Incredible.
So I was pretty pumped, and there was a little bit more room too. So I was I'm really excited. I've been kind of stuck on a number for a little while.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna say stuck, but I had been at a number for a good amount of time, and then finally hit a pretty decent number. That's kind of like a
benchmark.
Once you hit this number, it's like the sky's the limit. So
yeah,
I hit it. So I'm looking forward to cranking out some more kilos. But
yeah, it's good for your body type too. Because what's your height and weight right now?
Right now I'm about 5'8" and a half, and okay. I weigh like 92 kilos, so about 205.
Nice, man. Dude, that's awesome, bro. That's really good. Jeez, I can't even. I'm sure I'd probably struggle with like 135 pounds. So, and I'm it's funny too. I'm getting into like the mindset of like thinking of things in kilos, because like that's the proper way to, you know, calculate it whenever you're in like the powerlifting world. But it's so funny when anybody says kilos, I have to like pull up my calculator and go, "What's that in pounds?" You know.
Oh yeah, that's pretty
funny
normal
as hell, man.
That's 100% normal, especially when either somebody from CrossFit comes to the gym or
who's never
done Olympic weightlifting. They're like, "Wait, y'all just have kilos?"
I would love to see a competitor at a competition, like an actual competitor, and they're like, "All right, he's gonna put on however many kilos on the bar," and he kind of like leans over to the judge and he's like, "What's that in pounds? How many plates do I put on?" That'd be great. I'd love to see the one guy who's like really good at it but doesn't understand the transfer.
Yeah.
He doesn't understand
units. There's a guy at our gym, and he just crossed over from being a strongman.
Yeah.
And he's doing Olympic weightlifting. He doesn't know kilos. And
there you go.
He'll just start stacking. He'll just start stacking plates, and he'll be like, "Don't tell me what it is. He'll just lift it." I'm like, "You're a freak, bro. What the hell's wrong with you?"
Those freaking strongmen, dude. I don't even think they care about what weight they're lifting. They just have to they're probably just they stack it, and then they go, and then they're like, "All right, I could do more. Let me put on more," or whatever. You know, if the Eddie Halls of the world and all those people.
Yeah, dude. They're not human. That's for sure.
There's a gym down here where they have a setup for like an actual strongman area. So they have the I don't even know what they're like, what the technical word is, but they're the big round stones. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Like the big stones. So they actually have those stones that go up to like 400 pounds of
holy crap.
I know, man. I know. It's like the only
gym
in the area.
I can roll that thing.
I know, man. But that's like, isn't that, I think that's, it's literally 400 pounds. Like if they get to the heaviest one, they're having to pick up a 400-pound stone and you know put it on the pedestal or whatever. So yeah, it's set up for that, but it's intimidating as fuck, dude. It is nuts right now.
Yeah,
so I'm telling you, what got you into powerlifting originally? Were you kind of, did you study for it in school, or did you just kind of like start loving it?
Man, I've been lifting weights for like a long time since I was about 11, just to train for like football and stuff like that, and
yeah.
You know, I graduated and got out of it, and
nice, bro.
You know, didn't do much for about a year, and then I started doing CrossFit, and you know, liked doing that, but it ended up me liking lifting heavy weight. Like I would go in and try to PR my snatch every day, or my clean, or my jerk. I would just show up just to lift, basically, and then from there I decided, all right, well, let's just try out Olympic weightlifting, and then from there it was like. I didn't really take it that serious because, you know, I had a full-time job, so there wasn't really
a
lot of time for me to really do it, like train like I wanted. So, you know, for about 2 years, I just did it, you know, as a hobby. And then I saw that I, you know, had some pretty decent numbers, and I figured, man, if I like put everything into this, I mean, I feel like I could probably get pretty far. So
yeah.
Basically, I quit my job and my full-time job I was selling cars at the time. And,
oh, nice.
You know, I was making pretty decent money, and I was just like, man, I'm gonna literally move to Dallas. I'm from Tyler, Texas, and I moved to Dallas, Texas, and basically took on being a full-time athlete and, you know, a personal training coach too. But I was like, I'm just gonna do this and see how far I can get, and you know, here we are.
Bro, so, kudos to you, man. I mean, that's not easy, dude. To say goodbye to a full-time gig and just sort of, you know, take your chance on something that you love is amazing. So,
yeah, man, I appreciate that.
No, dude, that's serious. I know some people, like, I knew a guy, he sold all his stuff. Like, he just said, hey, I'm going to sell all my shit. And then he moved somewhere and did the same exact thing, dude. He started training and it's intense, bro. It's amazing to me. God, where'd you sell cars at?
So I sold cars for about 6 years at a dealership in Tyler. I sold Toyotas.
Oh.
And so, like, I started there, like, immediately after high school. Like,
yeah.
I knew I didn't want to go to college, and I was like, all right, I need to figure something out. And in Tyler, whenever you don't go to college, you either go to the oil field or you sell cars. So
it's,
I didn't want to be away from home, so started selling cars.
Well, I've heard of Tyler, Texas. It's a bit of a small town, right?
Yeah. Okay. I mean, they have about like 100,000 people there. I mean,
okay.
It's not huge, but it's not small, but it's small enough where everybody knows.
Yeah, it's like one of those. Yeah, it's kind of the small for Texas, at least, you know.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
So yeah. As far as that goes. Nah, bro, that's amazing, man. Do you train? Do you want to train at any other gyms, or is it kind of you're just sticking with this one at the moment?
And when I first moved to Dallas, I was coaching. I was actually doing CrossFit, and my goal was to, you know, compete in CrossFit. I was like, man, I'm gonna do this. I'm gonna try this one more time. And so I was training for about 4 months. And
yeah.
Did the open. I got like 28th in Texas, and so I was like, all right, man, maybe I can do something with this. And
yeah,
COVID happened. And,
God, yeah, man.
You know, all the competitions shut down. So I was like, all right, I'm just going to go back to Olympic weightlifting full time. And that was like last March.
Yeah.
So literally all I did was work out in Kyle's garage every day for like 5 hours until our gym opened back up. And then
started
coaching and everything again. But
good
yeah,
for
man.
You, bro.
I'm pretty much just stuck with this gym, and I mean, I plan to be here for a long time. Me and Kyle are really good partners. He's a good guy, and he's a great boss too. So
yeah, man.
I don't see myself going anywhere, and he's an awesome coach too. So
yeah,
I've learned so much in the short little time that I've been with him. Just
yeah, but dude,
learned so much about weightlifting,
bro. It's very I think powerlifting coaches or coaches in your world, like your realm, they're way better than any kind of just regular personal trainer, in my opinion. Like, as far as just judging by the people I've talked to and, you know, the expertise I've seen, you guys have it unlocked, man. Like, just with your knowledge, you know a shit ton more than the run of the mill trainer, man. Truly.
I mean, no, I appreciate that.
Yeah,
that's,
man.
That's the goal. That's the goal, is to just, you know.
Yeah.
Just provide a service that nobody else can provide, and you know, hopefully, you know, people see that and they start coming your way.
Yeah.
You know? So.
Oh yeah,
bro. That's the goal, and that aspect is just to provide as much service as possible.
Dude, you should. You ever think about opening up your own gym at some point? Once you get to that level.
I've definitely thought about it.
Yeah.
That would be something that I would do, like, if I. You know, when I retire from weightlifting.
Yeah.
You know, which probably the next, I'm going to give myself probably, you know, I'm 26 now, so I'll probably go until I'm a little bit, probably 32, 33, somewhere around there.
60. And, yeah.
Yeah, 60.
There you go.
I mean, I'll always lift, but as far as competing and stuff, but I don't know, man. I mean, I definitely want to, but
yeah.
You know, if Kyle wants to, like, open up or, like, franchise Hunger in the Wild, and he's, you know, gives me an opportunity, and he's like, hey, man, why don't you run this particular location? And I'll be like, all right, man, I'll do it.
Fuck yeah, man.
I mean, I do see it in the future, but it just kind of depends. I definitely want to be a part of this this brand as much as possible, because it's just
we're
actually opening up a new location in 2 weeks that we're moving into.
Holy cow.
Yeah, man. So, yeah, it's going to be sick. I mean, our last place, this is a crazy story. The last place we were at,
the
building burned down
the
weekend before we were supposed to open back up.
Oh, come on. No. Damn it.
Yeah, man. Literally burned down. And when Kyle texted me at like 5 a.m, he was like, hey, the building burned down. I was like, no, I thought he was bullshitting. It was like 3 a.m. when he texted me. He's like, send me a picture of like all the,
what?
Like literally there was water everywhere. It just insulation, everything, like was just burnt to shit. And then my immediately thought was, oh, I gotta go sell cars again.
Yeah. Yeah. You're panicking. You're like, oh man. Yeah.
And then we ended up having an affiliate gym that let us rent out his 1300 square feet.
Holy cow.
And so we have 6 platforms there. We have about like 60 members. So it's pretty tight right now, but in about 2 to 3 weeks, we're going to be in a new location, and it's about 10,000 square feet. Oh yeah, man. I'm so excited.
How did it catch on fire for a gym?
It was an electrical fire. I mean, it was like an old warehouse building.
Oh damn. I got you. Yeah, so man, something sparked.
So on the outside, it did not look like a gym. And then you go inside and it's just like, this place is great. Like we had 12 platforms, like all competition plates, like everything was super nice, brand new. And then, we didn't have anything in the building, because at the time we rented out all of our equipment to all of our members, you know, so they, as long as they kept their membership during the lockdown, we let them have equipment. So we didn't really have anything in the gym. All we had was like a big rig, and then like a CrossFit rig.
Yeah.
And then some dumbbells, and you know, nothing happened to those. Only thing that got ruined was the platforms and the rubber.
You guys have gone through some shit. Jeez.
Yeah, dude, we've been put through the ringer for sure.
Dude, I think I'm liking the these kind of gritty powerlifting gyms, man, because lately, you know, I'm getting to like them even more than most nowadays, because I think clubs and everything have kind of, I mean, they're good. They're good to a certain extent, but there's so many people coming up with some great ideas for these like really cool brick and mortar type gyms, and like with some really awesome variety of machines, like the machines that these people get, bro. Oh my God. I've never seen them before. Like cool stuff, you know?
Yeah, man. That's a no games gym. You go in there and you see all kinds of stuff and that you've never seen before. You're like, all right, I'm in the right place.
Dude, it's awesome, man. There was like a, I don't know if you know what this is, but it's, you ever seen like a, I think, I don't know if it's called this, but it's like a pendulum squat machine. You ever see that? It's like a hack squat almost, but it moves in like a pendulum. So it like goes, it curves around. So it goes in like a half circle when you do the press. So it's almost like it's weird. It's not super, like when you look at it, it resembles a hack squat, but it's almost, it kind of brings you in a circular fashion when you do it. So it actually, it kind of lines up a little bit more with how you're pressing almost. So it's a little bit more comfortable instead of, you know, maybe with a hack squat where you got to like stick your butt out and everything. So it's, but yeah, I've seen, it's a cool one, but there's some cool leg machines out there nowadays. So yeah, it's some cool stuff. Who do you look up to with like powerlifting? Who's your guy?
There's a lot of great lifters. Definitely Fernando Reyes is one of the guys that compete right now that I look up to. Of course, I look up to Kyle. I mean, he taught me so much. He hung up his shoes a little while ago, so he doesn't compete anymore. But right now, Fernando Reyes, do you know who that is?
I don't know who that is. No, Fernando, I'll look him up.
He works out at a hybrid. He's one of the Olympic weightlifting coaches
That's awesome, dude. I talked to some of the hybrid guys. They're cool.
Yeah, man. He's really good friends with Kyle. They used to train in college, and he came up to Dallas a couple of times. That dude, he's a freaking ape, man. He's so strong.
Fernando Reyes. Fernando Reyes. Yeah. There he is, Fernando Reyes. Oh, hell yeah. Check that out. Yeah, there he is at hybrid. Awesome.
Yeah, man.
Right on top. He's got top five in the world.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah,
he's got the Olympics coming up, so he's going to be he's cracking down his training pretty hard right now.
When are the Olympics this year? Because I didn't even know if they were happening.
Man, August, I believe. Early August.
See, that pisses me off because I haven't seen anything about the Olympics. I don't know.
They haven't really put anything out there.
No, it's kind of annoying because I'm always like hyped. Like whenever the Olympics come around, like it's the build up, you know, they like talk about it coming up and, you know, all the commercials roll out and everything. I'm like, I haven't seen anything. It's nuts, dude. I'm telling you.
I've just kept up with it through pretty much him. And there's some other lifters that are going to the Olympics that I follow that posted about going to Tokyo and stuff.
Bro, you could get there, man. I'm telling you.
Man, that's definitely the ultimate goal.
Yeah.
When you participate in the sport.
Hell yeah, man.
You know, but you got to. It's a lot of sacrifice, and that's what I'm doing now.
Yeah.
You know, I'm sacrificing a lot. I pretty much just live, eat, breathe, weightlifting. That's pretty much all I do. So.
I envy you, bro.
We're gonna see where it's gonna go, but I hope it plays out like I want, and if not, I mean, I'm not going to regret what I did at all. So.
Yeah, man. No, dude, that's awesome. You should, you could do some online training too, because I know every single girl in Gymshark leggings is doing online training, so it might be tough to break into that.
I definitely do that. We have an online presence through our gym. We have a huge online platform.
That's awesome,
bro.
Probably
like 150 people that lift online that
Jeez,
are just
man.
Doing our programs. Yeah. We have like 8 different programs that we
Shit,
do through
dude.
Hunger in the Wild. Yeah, man. We got people from, you know, all around the country.
Yeah.
Around the world. There's people in Europe that I talk to on a regular basis that do our programming. I mean, it's pretty cool, man. It really is. I never thought that, I'd be involved like this, you know, talking to people from all around the country,
the
world, just about weightlifting. So it's a pretty cool experience. And I hope one day I can actually like compete internationally and like get to travel and do what I love and get to see the world, man. That'll be a cool experience.
Well, there's, sure. you know, it's funny too. There's like some pockets of like little cities around the world that are very like big on powerlifting and weightlifting. Like I know Australia's got a bit of a weightlifting scene. I think it's in like Adelaide or something, Australia, but they right now there's a bunch of people who are like big in the whole powerlifting, you know, Instagram personality kind of vibe. So it's weird. It's like, it almost makes you think that if you got out and like did those competitions or whatever and like participate in that, you'd be able to generate a hell of a lot of popularity just like really quickly being in those little like areas that are big competitors.
Yeah.
So
and social media like has blown up so much in the past 2 to 3 years. Like, you know, I see more people lifting weights now than I have ever.
Yeah. But see, I think I think you're doing it wrong. I think you got to post like more butt selfies, dude. Like you got to flex and like,
yeah, I know.
Does it flex
been,
the glute?
Yeah,
you know?
I've been talking to my girlfriend about
there
it.
There you go.
She wants me posting pictures like that. So, I don't know. I might have to tell her I need to get my following up. So
that'd be great. Your next picture is like just, you know, you do the butt shot or something. Like you take the one leg and cross it back behind the other. Yeah,
I'll make sure and tag you.
Thanks, bro. I appreciate that, man. I will. Yeah, dude. I hope so.
This was Ian's idea.
You better, man. I better get some photo cred on that one. Yeah, please. Because if it gets a lot of likes, you know who to thank. So, yeah, for sure.
I gotta show you some love.
That'd be great, dude. That's what it is nowadays, you know? You can't scroll through Instagram without seeing somebody else talk about their online training program and everything. But it's funny, man. It's pretty crazy, man. So for the few like you who know what you're doing, you know, it's worth it. So
yeah, there's so much out there.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm a huge, huge believer in you practice what you preach.
Yeah.
And so I literally train my ass off every day that, you know, not only for me to get to my goals, but like people who follow me and, you know, have been following me for a while, they know that I'm not just out here selling bullshit. Like I'm out here doing it. I'm in the trenches with, you know, whoever's wanting to go this route. You know, I'm here with you.
Oh yeah, man. No, and yeah, I can tell, bro. You really, you got it going on, man. That's insane stuff, dude.